folks, and welcome to a recast of the first podcast that I've done, Something Other to Play Than WoW, with me as your host, Bailorn. There's going to be a lot to talk about on this repost because my first podcast sucked. I mean, it didn't even last 30 minutes. I know that's about as long as somebody has to sit around and actually listen to a podcast, but not like hour-long podcast. Just because I'm that way. Alright, some of the segments that we will be going through today are... Well, if I had any fans, we'd be doing the mail. We're going to do a little bit of WoW news. We're going to talk about the new MMO news. We're going to talk about reviews that I've done on YouTube. We're also going to talk about developer news. Now, the first thing I'd like to say is thank you for listening to my podcast. If you are listening to my podcast, I really do appreciate it. Please tell your friends about me. I am just a person that have gotten tired of WoW, as in the lack of content they have right now. Believe me, I will go back to WoW as soon as Cataclysm comes out, which will probably change the show into something centered around like World of Warcraft news or something like that. And talking about the new, better, pay-to-play MMOs that are coming out, like Star Wars The Old Republic. I saw a couple other ones last night. We're going to be talking maybe a little bit about Final Fantasy, because I got a buddy of mine that loves the Final Fantasy MMOs, and he's been playing in, well, he's been playing it since I don't know. So, we're going to get on to that, and then we'll start talking about the other stuff in the show, like news, and we're going to keep talking about the new MMOs that are coming out. Right now, I think it is time for a little bit of WoW news. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the WoW news segment. This is the segment on news about WoW. Yes, well, they've released Ruby Sanctum, finally. They've announced the Cataclysm beta. That's been about a month now. They've also released information about the 31-point talent trees, information about new skills, new mounts, new talents, new races. We're not going to be talking about all that, because anybody that played WoW knows about all that crap. Except for the 31-point talent trees, we will be talking more about that over the past few weeks. I haven't gotten to the beta yet, but I do check out MMO Champion like any other good MMO player out there. But we will get to that in the next few weeks after I've done a little more research, because right now this is just kind of throwing it together right now, you know. Just doing that recast of that intro podcast that I did the other day. I hope that those that did listen to the original podcast do listen to this one too, because this one is going to be a lot better than that last one. Trust me on that. Alright, well, the 31-point talent trees. Every talent tree is getting redone to take out all the crap that we didn't like about theory crafting, kind of like their idea of, you know, do what you want, make your own playstyle kind of thing, I guess. They're kind of trying to get rid of the theory crafting and just posting it all in together on which talent spec you get. And also, the talent trees are getting revamped to include newer things and new interesting things. Now, the one talent tree that I did check out was the druids, and the druids and the shaman have in their resto trees something to do with the elemental and balance specs, which I just thought was absolutely crazy. Like, the one for the shaman in the resto tree said cast lightning bolt to gain back mana. There's no use for that. I play Shaman, Resto, Healer, and ICC 10-man, and I can tell you there is no downtime on healing. I ran out of mana a couple of times, but that mana is gone, and I can't seem to cast Lightning Bolt when I need mana. So, if you have any complaints, ideas about this, please email in to me, baillord@gmail.com. It's right on the front of the podcast. Alright, that's it for WoW News. Tune in next week, same time, same problems. Alright, let's get on to our next segment. New MMOs. There were a couple of interesting MMOs that I saw that were coming out. One of them, which was Terra. Their big announcement thing said that they're going to be the actual first real action MMO RPG. And I saw a video on it, and it looks pretty sweet. I mean, the animations. If you've ever watched anime, love anime, you know, Dragon Ball Z, Disgaea, stuff like that. The animations are so smooth, and that's what really attracts me to a game, is the battle animations and the just the feel and look of the game. Another one that's coming out that I'm really excited about is Star Wars The Old Republic. Who isn't excited about that, though? I mean, it's Star Wars with Knights of the Old Republic from BioWare. BioWare is awesome. If you've ever played Mass Effect, Dragon Age was one of the best games ever in 2009. And then they came out with a expansion for it that Game Informer reviewed and said it wasn't all that great, but I loved it. I mean, the final boss fight didn't feel as epic as it did in the original Dragon Age, but that's okay because, you know, it was just a little add-on. You didn't expect it to be completely epic, did you? Plus, the game only lasts 30 minutes to 2 hours. Alright, going back to Star Wars The Old Republic. Well, BioWare's developing it, and it's supposed to be fully voiced over. You can use... People in your party can actually join in the conversation. Believe it or not, the Jedi is not going to be the tank. It's not going to be the tank. The soldiers are. There's going to be a ranged tank in this game. How crazy is that? Then there's the Jedi Consular and Sith Inquisitor. Those are two classes that they announced not too long ago, maybe a couple months ago, in a Game Informer. There's also the Bounty Hunter and the Smuggler. Then the Jedi and the Sith, and then there's the Empire Soldier and the Rebel Soldier. Not real sure exactly what they're called, but then there's the Spy. I forgot about the Spy, and I think that was about it. Apparently, they're supposed to make the PvP in this game extremely balanced, as in any class can kill any class. From what I've seen of the videos and the screens and reading the forums, it's pretty good. I've actually got a buddy that was, well, I shouldn't say, but he's in the beta for the Star Wars The Old Republic, and I'm going to have to check with him on some of the other stuff when the NDA gets released, and then I'll actually have him maybe be recorded and come onto the show and share some of his information with everybody else. All right, let's talk about DC Universe Online. DC Universe Online is one made from Sony Online Entertainment. Oh God. Not Sony Online. Except for EverQuest 1. EverQuest 1 was good. And Online Adventures for the PS2. That was okay. But let's talk about DC Universe. This is their big game they're hyping up. And they come out with a podcast every week of Q&A that people put on their Facebook. And they just answer a question about it. And they're always happy-go-lucky. Enough of that. They say that you can be good or evil. You can work with Joker, Batman, pretty much anybody in the DC, in the U, in the world of DC. And I would just like to know, where is Spider-Man? I'm just kidding. I know Spider-Man isn't in DC, he's in Marvel. There was a Marvel game that was supposed to come out a year ago, I think. It was kind of like DC Universe, except they stopped development on it. So they had to drop the label and everything. Marvel is not coming out with an MMO, but DC is. Come on, Marvel, come out. You're my favorite. You're my favorite. I don't like the Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, except for Doomsday. Doomsday was badass. But I'm still going to pick up DC Universe and probably review it for the YouTube subscribers that I have, which is all of two right now. So if you get a chance, hop over to my YouTube channel and check out some of the reviews. Alright, let's talk about some of the games that I reviewed. Actually, we'll save that. We'll save that. Let me go ahead and listen to some music and then let you have it. I'm back. Listen, folks, if you want to listen to my music, I am doing a live broadcast on Ustream.com. Just go there to Ustream and then look up Bellord, and then you will be able to find my broadcast. I broadcast at 3 p.m. on Wednesdays. Alright, I'm gonna go on a rant here about MMOs that I absolutely hate and refuse to play. These MMOs include City of Heroes, City of Villains. I know I said in my actual first podcast that I would actually do City of Heroes, City of Villains, but I've decided not to and said screw it. But that's how it goes for me. Because I don't like that crap. Well, there's a couple other MMOs that I hate and absolutely will not play, which is EverQuest 1 and stuff like that. Oh, I have a viewer. Who's out there? If you've got something to say, say it. What's up, buddy? Anyway, go back to my rant about video games that I absolutely hate and refuse to play. Oh yeah, by the way, if that's Dean out there, I got bored and I couldn't sleep, so I'm back here. Well, anyway, MMOs that I hate and refuse to play. EverQuest 1, EverQuest 2. There are other free-to-play MMOs. What's that damn browser MMO? Free Realms is one that I refuse to play. That isn't the one I was thinking of. Let's see, what the hell is that? It's one everybody keeps talking about and stuff. Anyway, I refuse to play that one. It's absolutely free except for the $5 if you want to pay for like stupid areas and stuff like that. There are other areas that I refuse to play. One that I absolutely hate, do not want to play at all, hate it, hate it, hate it, is Guild Wars. Guild Wars sucks. I will not play Guild Wars at all. Any of the MMOs from that developer, NCSoft, except for Aeon, sucked. And yes, I've tried quite a few of them. Another one that I'm wanting to try is probably Lord of the Rings Online, but I probably won't enjoy it all that much. I am a MMO player, but I'm very, very precise on which MMOs I play. I mean, I won't just hop into one, play it, and enjoy it. But other than that, it's pretty awesome. So, methinks that, well, let me get into what I think makes a good MMO. What makes a good MMO? Let's talk about that for a moment. What makes a good MMO? Well, first of all, it has to have a basic story. None of that crap where you're the only one to save everybody. That's horrible story. Horrible story work. Horrible writers. Of course, game developers never been good writers, as that one YouTube video says. Game designers and storytelling. Yeah, I think that's, if you want to go look that up. Then the perfect story has to have a plot. It has to have a beginning. What happened? What causes this to be right now? And how is it right now? So, like, let's take World of Warcraft, for example. Warcraft had a huge background story. It started from 1997 to Warcraft 1 to up to Warcraft 3, and World of Warcraft was actually announced after Warcraft 3. Can't remember exactly where I heard that from, but that's what I've heard. There's more story in it, more background, more how did this become? Let's see. The orcs invaded because the demon lord wanted to take over Azeroth, you know, Sargeras, the leader of the Burning Legion. Then the orcs became immune to the blood taint. Well, not immune to it, but Grom defeated the Magtheridon. And then there was, the orcs became sort of peaceful race and helped the humans and the night elves defeat, Sargeras, or, Kil'jaeden, or, no, I'm sorry, Lord Archimonde, that was it. And then that's where the World of Warcraft began. And then they just kept on adding on to it, adding on to the lore, adding on to the lore, like Death Knights. They say, people say that Blizzard changed the lore to include Death Knights to everybody. Okay? Well, how does that happen? It's their game. They can change the lore if they want to. They didn't really change it as much as make out that the Lich King needed an army to do something, to do something, to do something. No, it was them adding on to the already added lore to, you know, the important processes, you know, of what it is. Well, what else does a good MMO have to have? First of all, it has to have a good battle system, a great battle system. I like World of Warcraft, not entirely because of its caster, because I'm mostly playing melee or healers or tanks or something like that. Instead of the range, stay back, I'm cool. I don't want any part of that kind of casting. But I enjoy the feel of charge, for example. I mean, I don't have a level 80 warrior, but I do love the feel of charge and intervene and stuff like that. I mean, it's a pretty fun skill to use. And then I also like to play a boomkin, which is you hit that button, you hit that button, you hit that button, and then I just said I don't like casters. Now I hear it going back into a boomkin. Well, that's okay. because boomkins, well, druids in general can be pretty much anything. I like boomkins not because they are a caster class, but how they feel to me. What I like about them so much is that you just spam that wrath, and then you hit that starfire after you get that moon above your head, and they're easy to play. Yet they're fun to hit that moonfire spam when mobs are about to go down. You know what I mean? All right, what else does a good MMO have to have? Well, it has to have great hype and a great community. Like I said, WoW has been out since 1997, so they have a great, great, great story to it. Now, let's look at Guild Wars. I'm not too big on the lore of that, but I'll look it up. Just 1 second, I'll look it up right here. Just give me a minute. Remnants of the past lay scattered within forgotten lands, reminding those living of the world has endured over the past 1,000 years. Those who seek to preserve the history know full well the power of this knowledge. An understanding of the past breeds an understanding of the present, and it is not uncommon for the world for long forgotten evils to arise once more and terrorize that have ceased to remain. That is pretty much what I wanted to say without all the crap. See. Birth of the World. A gigantic Lupictus, commonly known as the Great Giants. Oh, they become extinct as unknown. Blah, 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 blah. This actually sounds a lot like the World of Warcraft. Yep. That's pretty much just a rip-off of World of Warcraft. But that's not why I don't like Guild Wars. I don't like Guild Wars because of the feeling it has in I just don't like the feel of it. I mean, it doesn't feel powerful. You walk around, you do crap. I mean, it isn't for me. Now, there was an MMO that I recently reviewed. It was called Lotel. It was pretty much a kiddie MMO, I would say.
I'm fired.
Yep. But that's okay because it had a rich story to it. I mean, if you watch my video, you see it starts you off in this epic, epic fight between this chick and this demon lord, and you have to learn how to move and fight. From that, that's the basics of the game, packed into a 2-minute segment. There was also a comic book type page at the beginning and after the encounter to show you that they're at least trying on the lore. Well, I didn't really get past much of that, but it did kind of set me off in the right direction. I didn't completely understand. It kind of felt like MapleStory after I got past that point. So I didn't exactly enjoy it all that much. But back to what makes a good MMO. Story. Story and feeling. The Lotel had a pretty good feeling because it was kind of like an action fighter type thing. You know, Streets of Rage type thing. And it felt pretty good. But that goes into another thing that makes a good MMO. How does it teach you how to play? It was in that 2 minute segment. It didn't teach me how to walk around. It doesn't have maps to show me where to go exactly that's easy accessible that they didn't show me before. And they also didn't show me exactly how to do anything. I mean, showed me how to attack, how to move, but they didn't put me in there with monsters to show me, this is what you've got to kill. This is kind of like how Wonder King did it. Wonder King starts you off in this one little thing, and then you gradually move up, and you just keep going from area to area really gradually until you get to the next area, and then you do it over again. I mean, the quests there, they let you go out into the world for just a little bit, and then they bring you back, and they put you out a little bit further, and they bring you back, and they put you out a little bit further. Good control. Good control. That's what it's about, people. Good control. Well, here goes into another thing that makes a good MMO. Immersion factor. How do you feel like you are a part of this story? How do you feel as you are playing the story to be part of this game instead of just another pawn in chess? Well, Warcraft puts you in it as in you are a piece of somebody that is important but still relies on other people to help you. Like some of the lower level quests. Yeah, we're here. Let's take human for the example. Yeah, we're here. We need soldiers. We need to train you up and help clear out this area to begin with. So they send you out fighting kobolds and the Defias members. Which is a good way to set you off. I mean, most people that play WoW probably don't care too much about the quest text, but that's pretty much what it's saying. Is it wants you to be there, help them out, work on this area, and then move on to the next as you level up. And you can go into instances. Let's take VC for example. You walk in there and you see all these Defias around. You have to go in, and then you get further and further into it. And notice there's a huge boat there that's trying to stop Stormwind. And there's usually quests that send you in there to take care of Van Cleef so they won't attack Stormwind. So let's think about that for a moment, and I'm gonna play a little bit of music on my Ustream as I set up and edit this little part. And welcome back. Look, I was talking about what makes a good MMO, and I think, to my best of knowledge, that's what I enjoy, so I think that's what everybody else enjoys. Just think about Star Wars: The Old Republic. It's a game that's coming out pretty soon, and well, everybody's excited about it because it is Star Wars. I mean, I know that it's made by BioWare and all this crap, but it's Star Wars, and BioWare's a good company, and they're the ones that actually makes this whole entire franchise shine. From Knights of the Old Republic comes Knights of the Old Republic. That's what it's gonna be about. Jedi and Sith fighting each other, who wouldn't wanna see that? And the thing about it is, it doesn't start after what happened in the movie, it starts before. So that's what's interesting to me, is that everybody's so excited about this game because it starts, after, or I'm sorry, before everything happened with the movies and everything like that. Well, let's go ahead and get into my next segment about developer news. Okay. Let me pull up the website here. Let's go into Star Wars The Old Republic first. They have come out with new artwork for the different races and stuff. They're also becoming to Comic-Con. Of course, who isn't going there? Sorry, that was lame. I promise I'll never do that again. I promise. I promise. We'll never, ever, ever do that again. Alright. Let's talk a little bit about Blizzard's Q&A. Well, I didn't... Once again, there goes something lame. Well, I didn't exactly listen to it, but I heard some of the questions there, and, well... Good job, WoW community. You really showed how stupid you are. But look at this, folks. You gotta think about how are these 31-point talents are actually going to go in and be balanced. Because they are not done yet. They are not done yet at all. They are not even close to being finished. And, people are worried sick about them because they're so broken right now. It's beta, people. It is beta. And things are broken. Probably all the talents that you see there on MMO Champion and stuff like that aren't going to be in it or are going to be fixed and stuff like that. Well, I'm pretty sure if you listen to this, you listen to a lot of other WoW podcasts, so I'm not even going to go into that. Anyway, let's start talking about other MMOs. Well, I had one in my head, but I completely forgot about it. Damn it! Alright, so we got to start thinking about StarCraft 2. It's coming out the 27th, which is my birthday. Need for Speed World is also coming on that day. I did a video on Need for Speed World. My audio messed up on it 2 or 3 times. I will upload a video to that pretty soon enough to where you guys can see at least the first 2 races and what I've done with it. Well, anyway, let's talk about StarCraft 2. StarCraft 2 is so broken right now. They're getting ready to release it. Creation of your spawns and stuff like that are so overpowered right now. I mean, there's no possible way a newbie like me can survive against even a novice player right now, because I can prove that. I can do a YouTube video on StarCraft, me getting owned by somebody that isn't even half as good as me. Better than me, but half as good as any of the old StarCraft 2 players out there. I've went into beta a couple of times, and just in the practice matches, I have been owned. And it sucks, because I suck at RTS games. I mean, I'm not an RTS player. I mostly sit around playing first-person shooters, action-adventure games, MMOs, RPGs, stuff like that. Like, Dragon Age was one of my favorite games, and, you know, it was a good old RPG. Funny thing about that, though, I do not like Final Fantasy. Don't like it. I mean, I liked 7 and 8, but that was about it. Tactics pissed me off. 9 pissed me off. 10 pissed me off. 11 pissed me off. And the MMO pissed me off. Don't get me wrong, I did get to level 20. Or no. I got up to like level 10 in the MMO for the Xbox. But let's get back to StarCraft. Because I am starting to rant now. Now, I've not got to see any of the story mode, and I don't know if they just test it there and have the NDA actually on the single player and not on the multiplayer, but that's how it goes. I hope the single player isn't broken, because that's mostly what I play StarCraft for, is for the story mode. I don't really play it for the multiplayer because, like I said, I suck at it, and I'd rather just play it on easy on the single player mode or cheat through it and just see the story of it. Another one that I was going to talk about that comes out on the 27th, my birthday, is Need for Speed World. Oh my god, this game is good, people. If you've ever played Burnout Paradise, then you would love Need for Speed Online. Well, I'm sorry, Need for Speed World. It's a free MMO that's coming out. And it's just like any of the other Need for Speed games. And I can't believe they're actually bringing this out for free, because they could easily release this for $60, because it is such a good game. But it is broken in some aspects, like the grouping aspects. They need a guild or kind of crew thing built into the game to where everybody in the crew can talk to each other. And they also need balancing issues, because when you get in there with lower levels and you already have a performance package on yours, you can just smoke them to death. And I've been in a couple of races where I've got this Dodge Challenger and the Mitsubishi Eclipse, and I've just been smoked by a Nissan S1S, you know, and it's just so terrible how you, well, suppose like real racing, you make one little mistake, you might lose your first place spot, but you might be able to get it back. But in this game, you make the tiniest mistake, as in going off-road and going through the kind of hidden passageways that they have there, you can cut easily 5 seconds off, which a shortcut should only really cut off like 2 or 3 seconds, you know? I mean, I know they're not going to go back and redesign everything like that, but they should have something set in like when you are a higher level and you go in with another lower level, take off the performance package or make it set like the best car that is the lowest level there, so it would be more of an even race. And that's what you need. That is absolutely what you need. And you know what I mean? Because these people that are just going ahead and smoking everybody, they look like hackers. And I know they're not hacking, because they are staying right in front of me. It's just, they're just a few seconds ahead of me, and I just can't seem to catch up. Even when you use nitros and speed boost and traffic magnets, they're good to stay away from the traffic. If you do use the traffic magnets, then that is fine. You stay ahead, you're good, go ahead. But the NOS and the slingshot move really need to be fixed, because I use NOS and I stay the exact same way away from them, and they're not using anything to stay ahead of me. And that's what I really don't get, because the NOS is supposed to be NOS, man. It's supposed to make you go really, really fast, really, really quick, and then just stop off, which is should be a good way to pass somebody that's not 2-3 seconds ahead of you. But it doesn't work like that. There's this skill that I have that's in Need for Speed World right now that when I start off right, I get to go in and use it to get ahead when I first start. It's supposed to be NOS when I have a perfect start, yet I pretty much stay in the same position I started in, even though I go straight ahead and pass everybody else up. And I think that's just lame because NOS, when you first start right there, it's supposed to be able to pop you up to at least 60 miles per hour, not set you there at 25 to 30 miles per hour, and you just sitting there. It's supposed to make it powerful, it's supposed to go, man, it's supposed to go real quick and just hit it. But it just doesn't work that way right now. Another thing is, the money gain in it, they need to increase the money gain in it. The experience is fine because it's a nice soft pace to level up there, but the money gain in it is so slow because the best way to get money in that game right now is to do police chases, which is fine because police chases are freaking fun, but the races, even if you come in second or third place in the race, you get like $200, $300, and then you get a chance to get $1,100 out of a card. And that's not very fair. And I think I came in first place one time and got $1,000. And I'm still stuck with my tier 1 car when I can get my tier 2 car at 60,000. I've got about $25,000 right now, and I can't afford my Charger Super B that I want so bad for at 60,000 because I don't have enough money. I mean, I mostly got that money from running away from cops and doing a few races here and there, but I think the most thing that you should be able to get out of the racing for, a quick race, it should be like $2,000, $3,000, especially if we're winning. And then second place, maybe 500 to 1,000. Third place, 500 to 1,000. Somewhere around there, Have the first place winner win $2,000, the second place winner win $1,000, third place winner $500, and everybody else just gets $200. Except for the person that comes in last place, because he came in last place, he shouldn't get anything because he didn't try hard enough. But the thing that most interests me probably about that game is the way it feels. Like I said before in my segment about what makes a good MMO. Well, this makes a good MMO because it actually feels like you're just sitting around this city and you're just cruising around, and all of a sudden you come across this street race at this red light. You go, all right, I don't want to do that. Multiplayer, single player, private match. Or you can go ram a cop and start a police chase. Then you cruise around the city and get away from the police, and then you get rewards from that, like experience and stuff like that. And then you get a card to get more money out of the police chase, or an item or something like that. That's perfect. I love it. I mean, it is epic, it is fun, it is enjoyable. All right, well, I've run it for a little bit too long, so I'm going to lay it off here for a minute and play myself some music. Welcome to the third and final segment of my first hour-long podcast. Hopefully, well, I'm going into 45 minutes now, so hopefully I'll push that hour mark just a little bit. Let's talk about a few games other than MMOs to play. Well, a few good games that I would say to pick up would be StarCraft II. And if you haven't tried it yet, Red Dead Redemption. And let's take a little time to talk about some retro games. Yeah, let's talk about some retro games. Alright, so retro games. Well, I found this little thing kind of sounded like a RPG title, so I just kind of decided to throw it in there. And, well, here we go. What retro games do I like the most? Now, I'm hoping there are some younger viewers out there that will take this art, go out there and look, and try to find some of these old games and play it. Alright, does anybody remember Contra? Yeah, okay. Contra. How annoying was that to die every 10 seconds and fail miserably at shooting something that isn't even moving? Yeah, it was horrible. Let's talk about Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt was also one of my favorite games when I was a little kid. And these are other things to play than World of Warcraft. And just take your time. Look it up, man. Because it is rather enjoyable after you take a look at it and stuff like that. Let's talk about some other single player games, because it's been so long since I've actually played retro games. So let's see. Damn, I haven't really been playing anything besides World of Warcraft lately. I've actually still got my World of Warcraft Wrath of the Lich King Special Edition over here. Let's see. I've been playing Knights of the Old Republic a little bit, and Battlefront 2, which are interesting games in themselves, because one's a first-person shooter and the other one's an RPG, yet it comes off the same franchise. Such great creativity these game developers have on something that we've seen a million times or played at different times that we love, that they just keep giving us a taste of, you know. Let's see, what else have I played? Grand Theft Auto 4 and Bioshock. That's a good game. If you have not played that, it's been out for, what, 3 or 4 months now? And if you haven't played Bioshock, you really need to play Bioshock 2. Play the first one first. Get a feel for it. And then pop right into Bioshock 2, because you will be amazed by the difference between the two. Another game that I would suggest playing other than World of Warcraft is probably... damn, I can't think of the name of it right off. Borderlands, that's it, Borderlands. Don't pick it up for PC, pick it up for Xbox 360. PC version sucks balls, because because most of the multiplayer and PC is probably still broken. It's been out for a couple of months now too, but if you haven't played it, pick it up, because the multiplayer in the game, you can multiplayer up to 4 people, and it gets harder as you get more players in. The other thing about the single player is you're running through the same campaign as if you would multiplayer, with the same quests and the same missions, and the same monsters and stuff like that, but it's so much fun just to hop in there with a buddy and shoot him in the back while he's trying to shoot some bandits. Another great thing about that game is such diversity in the different areas. The first area you start off in is kind of like a desert kind of strand you hear for a while, and then after that it's like this dusty Badlands kind of place. Yeah, Okay, maybe I was wrong about that. Maybe they aren't all that great differently. But they have such great different feel. To me, anyway, because the secondary you have to ride around in, you're mostly riding around in a vehicle. You're not doing most of the missions on foot, unless you actually have to go into an area and quest there and kill a monster or something like that. Another great thing is it's a sort of a loot finding game more than anything, which is rather interesting to see a first person shooter go into loot grabbing, something like Diablo and Diablo and stuff like that. But you find these different loots, and each one of them has their own special perk, and there's different gun developers and stuff like that in the game that are special to different things. So if you haven't picked up Borderlands, pick up Borderlands. Borderlands is a good game, and 2K games have just really just I really don't know what to say about it. It's just an awesome game. I really enjoy it, single player and multiplayer, but multiplayer is the most fun. Multiplayer is really where it really shines. Most people don't like it because of the single player, and they say the single player is boring, especially the second playthrough. But I've played through it once. I haven't gone back to play through it again because I mostly play on my laptop now. If I have the chance, I will download it on my laptop, do our actual video review, and post it on YouTube for everyone to watch and enjoy me sucking it up on my second playthrough. Another interesting thing about that is it has talent points and sort of classes in it. There's classes in it that do get special abilities. Imagine Team Fortress 2 meets Diablo. It's that kind of game. Yeah. Except for you don't run around as a soldier screaming spy and, well, you don't really have a multiplayer PvP thing. Except for in the arenas. You hook up with your buddies, you go in there into the arena. I completely forgot about that. Let me tell you about that, yeah. Borderlands has this arena thing where you go in there with your buddies. As you're questing along, you come across an arena and be like, "Hey, let's go do that arena." Okay. So you hop in the arena. And if you have four players, there'll be two players on each side, and it'll go to so many kills and end the game. And then whoever won, the team won. It doesn't really do anything special. You can also duel in the game. You go up to somebody and melee them, and then if they melee you back, they accept the duel, and then you can palm their face. Which is all pretty good and exciting. So I guess that's kind of an MMO to play if you're bored a while. Or if you're not bored a while, just want to take a break from it, like I'm doing. Pick up Borderlands, play it. There's a couple of the games that people should play that I've mentioned a million times in this damn podcast already. Dragon Age Origins. Dragon Age Origins by BioWare and EA. It is the greatest RPG ever made. It has such immersion, it has such control, and it's so enjoyable. If you put it on easy, like I do most of the time, you can play it just like WoW. You don't even have to worry about your NPCs. You just have to go around and hack through enemies like if you were grinding on World of Warcraft and go through the story mode and enjoy the story mode. Now, there is no multiplayer in that game, but that's okay. Another game that's I'm actually excited about, and they're actually making an MMO about. I haven't heard much about it lately, but it's Torchlight. Torchlight developers are actually an offshoot from Blizzard's North, that they got rid of, and they decided to make their own game studio, and they've come out with this great game called Torchlight. They were the ones that originally made Diablo. And these guys did such a great job on Torchlight. I mean, it feels like a Diablo clone, but you can't really clone your own game, even though it's kind of developed under a different name now. But they were the guys that originally created Diablo, and they made Torchlight, and it's they're coming out with an MMO for it. I haven't heard much about it, like I said before, but when I know something, I will actually look it up after I finish this podcast and get it ready for next week podcast and live showing. Hopefully, if anybody listens and enjoys it, please send me an email at bellord@gmail.com so I can have something to write about next week, or talk about next week, rather. And send me your ideas for games that you want me to review, because there are a lot of free-to-play MMOs out there and a lot of MMOs that I don't really know about that I've missed out on that I would love to play. Just email them to me. Leave me a comment on my YouTube channel and send me your ideas, and I will look through them, play them, give out a review, love it, hate it, and I will tell you what I truly think about the MMO that you enjoy, whether it sucks or it doesn't suck. Now, I think it's getting close to the end of the show. I see I'm running on 57 minutes now, which is a pretty good record for me that I've talked about longest. This is about the longest I've ever talked in a long while, except we're on the phone with my buddy Josh, which we are going to be doing a live show on Ustream pretty soon, whenever we can really get together. And I promise you, you will laugh, you will cry, and you will be offended. Please join me in for that, me and Josh, on Ustream. Pretty soon I will announce it on my blog, probably. Now, the blog will be posted in the comments on, or actually, it's on the description in my podcast, and I will put it in the description on this podcast, along with the link to my YouTube channel. Well, I really did enjoy it. Thank you guys for listening, if anybody did. See you next week.